Jordan, this is always such a treat.
Oh, we always love it when Jason Killer Kellison fills in for Fernando. One of the things Jason likes to do, because he's kind of a sports historian, he's our staff sports historian, he likes to write an essay and perform it here on the air just to kind of help people out with the history of America or the history of some sporting event. And Jason, I understand that you've written a brief history of March Madness. Is that correct?
Yes, I spent all of like 30 seconds preparing for this.
No, you spent some time on this. I've actually kind of proofread it. It looks pretty good. So go ahead and give it a shot, Jason. Here he is.
I made a mistake and printed it in smallest font, the smallest font possible.
What? I'm sorry?
I'm sorry. A Brief History of March Madness by Killer Jason Kellison. Me. Every year as winter wanes in winsome weariment, a curious ailment has spread across the country. The trump of basketballs, the squeaks of sneakers, and the roar of the crowds are sure signals that basketball fever is with us. It's a condition called March Madness, and it afflictions millions of peoples with no known cure to man. But where did this malady originate come from? March Madness was born in Illinois, in America's state. The annual tournament of high school basketball boys teams sponsored by an Illinois high school association grew from small invitational affair in 1908 to a statewide institution with well over 900 schools competing by the late 30s of the 1900s. A field of teams known as the Sweet 16s routinely drew out sellout crowds to the universities of Illinois Huff Gymnasium, in a time before television, before the college stuff became popular with the average fans, before professionals leagues had established a foothold on the nation's large cities, before basketball fever had already reaching epidemic proportions.
That sentence again.
A foothold in the nation's large cities. Before basketball fever had already reaching epidemic proportions in the land of Lincoln. I'm sorry, I'm getting emotional.
No, that's okay.
That's okay.
Henry Vagina Porter, the assistant, the assistant executive secretary of the Illinois High School Association, was impressed by the phenomenal that he writed an essay to commiserating. It's entitled March Madness. It first appeared in the Illinois Interscholastic. It's IHSERTQ49's magazine. In 1939, the term struck a chord with 1945s and the 1950s March Madness. March Madness became the popular name of the event that was became popular. It was the squad team in the Mount Vernon's champions back-to-back unstoppable of 1949, 1950, and 1949. But this one champion, now that is a Mexican for you.
What?
Now that is a Mexican for you. Making it official, the IHSA tournaments... The IHSA tournaments continue to grow and develop. I freaking love March Madness. In fact, I love most more money and time to filling out a bracket than I have to masturbating in 1963. The tournament, when we all look back to the future of this year's Madness tournament, I begin to have diarrhea. So let's pour
Start that sentence. What?
I begin to have diarrhea, so let's pour one out for Lynn Bias, the black who coached himself right after getting drafted. He coached himself right after being drafted. celebrate into the toast of the basketball tournament we all have every March, without whom we wouldn't be today.
Wow.
Okay. That is a beautiful way to wrap it up.
I don't think it said coached, by the way.
You want to reread that line again, or are you You good? You good with that read?
Okay. The black who cocained himself right after getting drafted and celebrate.
Gosh, killer.
Where did he originate come from?
Killer, that was beautiful.
That was.
Congratulations on another.
I learned so much.
Well-written and well-delivered essay.
No idea what I just heard.
Thank you for kicking off March Madness for us.